Today, we'd like to see Book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 11 to chapter 12, verses 6, under the title of Recover. To online worries multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 14, but they shall fly down upon the shoals of the Philistines toward the west. Together they shall plunder the people of the east. They shall lay their hand on Edom and Moab, and the people of Ammon shall obey them. Who are they? Question 2. In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for ye are. The Lord is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. Who is God is my salvation? Who is God is my salvation? Last question 3. In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4, and in that day you will say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. How about today? What should we say? How about today? What should we say? First of all, in the briefer background, Isaiah prophesied this in about 700 before Christ. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 10, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse who shall stand as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. Here, that day is the millennial kingdom age when Jesus comes again on the earth and reigns. That day is Gentiles and all together, and Jewish people together is into a millennial kingdom age. Verse 11, it shall come to pass in that day, the kingdom age, that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time. What is the first time? First time in this context, talking about the Exodus. After the first time, Israelite Exodus through return to Jerusalem from Babylon 70 years captivity in 536 before Christ. After Isaiah prophecy, the Judah was conquered by Babylon. Babylon took over the Israelites into Babylon. So then 70 years later, 536 before Christ, some remnant will come back to Jerusalem. So also through Roman Empire, then dispersed the Israel people again. 1948, Israel Independence Declaration. So in 1948 AD, also the old Jewish people come together into Jerusalem too. So through two big events from all over the world, ultimately to the kingdom age. So the second time indicates the kingdom age. The Lord Jesus Christ comes again on the earth to establish the millennial kingdom. That is talking about the second time. To recover the remnant of his people who are left, not in all the Israel people, remnant over his people who are left. From where? From Assyria. Assyria is east bound Egypt, south bound from Pathros and Cush, from Elam and Shinar, the middle ground, from Hamath, north bound, and the island of the sea. Sea is a Mediterranean Sea, so west bound. So the four corners of the earth, verse 12 indicate the four corners of the earth. God will set up a banner banner is the symbol for victory for the nations, plural, so including Gentiles too, will assemble the outcast of Israel. Here, outcast of Israel. Israel is a northern kingdom named Israel, dominated by Ephraim tribe. So southern kingdom named Judah, dominated by the Judah, dominant tribe in Judah. So will assemble the outcast of Israel. So Israel was conquered by Assyria already when Isaiah prophesied. Outcast of Israel, northern Israel, and gathered together the dispersed of Judah. Judah is after Isaiah prophesied, and Judah was conquered by Babylon. So dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. So here, remnant explained in detail, one part the outcast of Israel, the other one the dispersed of Judah. Then, verse 13, all the envy of Ephraim shall depart. So Ephraim had envy or jealousy against the Judah. So that envy will be gone, and the adversary of Judah shall be cut off. So the enemies of Judah shall be cut off. Adversary explained continually, for example, Edom, you know, Moab, Ammon, like that. Ephraim shall not envy Judah. So Ephraim, the dominant tribe of the northern kingdom, Israel, shall not envy the Judah. Judah is the dominant tribe of the southern kingdom, Judah. So the shall not envy, which meaning they make a peace treaty, you know, with Judah together. And Judah shall not harass Ephraim. So they have each other has a good relationship, recover from harassment to a peaceful relationship. But they shall fly down upon the shoulder of Philistines toward the west. So the first question, who is they? They the remnant, who is the outcast of Israel and the dispersed of Judah in this contest. So shoulder of Philistine. Philistines or Palestine, the inhabitant of the south beach of the promised land. For example, Psalm chapter 60, verse 8, Moab is my washpot. Over Edom, I will cast my shoe. Philistia, right here, shout in triumph because of me. So ultimately, the Israel, you know, conquered the Philistine, you know, Moab, Edom. Also, Psalm chapter 108, verse 9, Moab is my washpot. Over Edom, I will cast my shoe. Over Philistia, our triumph. So together, the adversary of Israel, you know, explained here. Also named for Philistine, named from Capitol. Capitol is actually Genesis chapter 10, verse 14. Patrizim and Kesulim, from whom came the Philistines and Kaphtorim. Capitol through Egypt immigrated from the Crete island. Originally they came from, you know, Crete island. They resided in Egypt, then is settled the south in a beach over promised land, that area. That's called Philistine or Palestine. So Egyptian people called them, you know, Copters. So have you heard of, you know, Coptic Christians? That is sound from Coptos. Genesis chapter 10, verse 14, already I read it. Then together they shall plunder, plunder, steal, or support the people of the east side. They, the remnant Israel people, the remnant of Israel shall lay their hand on Edom and Moab, and the people Ammon shall obey them. So Edom, Esau's descendant, Genesis chapter 36, verse 9. And this is the genealogy of Esau, the father of the Edomites in Mount Seir. So that is Esau's descendant, Moab, Ammon, Lot's descendant. So Genesis chapter 19, verse 36 and 38. Thus, both the daughters of Lot were with child by their father. The firstborn daughter bore a son and called his name Moab. He is the father of Moabites of to this day. And the younger, the second daughter, she also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ammi. He is the father of the people of Ammon to this day. So Ammon day. When Judah was taken over by Babylon in 586 before Christ, the three countries along with the Judah took over the land of Israel. So Dan is here prophesied the remnant of Israel took over again three adversaries, the country, Edom, Moab, Ammon. Then verse 15, the Lord will utterly, totally destroy the tongue of the sea of Egypt. This is the implying the Exodus is a Red Sea, the tongue over or the entrance of the sea of Egypt. With his mighty wind, he will shake his fist over the river. Over the river is implying the Jordan River, that kind of like, you know, the Jordan River to make it dry. Also God, the Red Sea to make it dry. Likewise, God will bring the remnant of Israel into millennial kingdom from all four corners of the earth. That kind of meaning. And strike it in the seven streams and make man cross over dry shod. Dry shod meaning without feet wet. Without feet wet. So Exodus chapter 14, verse 21, we are seeing the like the first time recovery case. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, over the Red Sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind at that night and made the sea into dry land. So therefore, Israelites, the work is on the dry ground. Land, the waters were divided. Also, Joshua chapter 3, 17, Israelites could, you know, cross over Jordan River on the dry lands in Jordan River. Then the priest who bore the Ark of Covenant of the Lord stood from on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on the dry ground, until all the people had crossed completely over the Jordan. So likewise, you know, God will bring all remnant of Israel people from all corners of the land together into the promised land, the Canaan land. Verse 16, there will be a highway for the remnant of Israel people. Again, remnant. Who will be left from Assyria. Some is eastbound from Assyria too. As it was for Israel in that day that he came out from the land of Egypt, the south side and land of Egypt together. So all four corners from the earth, the remnant of Israel came into Zion. Chapter 12. Chapter 12 is the expression of a people's joy when Jesus Christ comes to reign over the earth. First one, in that day, the kingdom age, you will say, O Lord, I will praise you. So that time, so all the Gentiles and the the remnant of Israel. That is Book of Revelation chapter 7, 144,000 Israelites. So together, I will praise you, praise the Lord, because they save us, you know, into millennial kingdom. Though you were angry with me, so you, the Lord, were angry with me, you know, in the past tense, but now your angry is turned away, is gone. And you comfort me, you comfort me now. So this one is also, we can apply, you know, today too, because today also God saved me from eternal death. That's why, you know, I will, you know, praise you. So here, First Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9, here, you were angry with me. As, this is David told to Solomon, as for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. So God, God's service required loyal heart, undivided loyalty, loyal one master, loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understand all the intent of the thoughts. God knows all the intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. Oh Lord, thank you. If you seek the Lord, Lord will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. So that is not only applied to Solomon, to apply to all people. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. Unlike Moses, who put a veil. Here is the veil is when Jesus was crucified, the veil torn out the sanctuary. You know, sanctuary is holy place, the most holy place, divided by the certain veil, you know, one red veil that is torn out. So here, veil only is taken off in Jesus Christ. So that kind of meaning. So taken off veil meaning now is a covenant of grace, not covenant of work, or not covenant of law, you know, covenant of grace based upon own faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So who put a veil over his face, Moses' face, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. So they could not see, you know, God, you know, that's why veil. So Old Testament, only high priest, you know, was able to, and to once per year, you know, in Yom Kippur, you know, into the most holy place. There's so, but their minds were blinded. So blinded because they did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. For until this day, the same veil remained unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. So some people still could not understand the Bible because not believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, so veil is still there. So they don't know the Holy Spirit, you know, work through the teaching, you know, God's word. So Romans chapter 11, verse 25 to 27. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion. That blindness in part has happened to Israel. So that blindness, the spiritual blindness, the mind blindness, not to understand the Bible. In part, you know, actually most of the Jewish people like that. Some Jews, you know, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, so they could understand scriptures. Had it happened to Israel until the fullest of the Gentiles had come in. So now it says until Gentiles had come in. So Gentile Christians and all Christians, you know, the rapture into heaven, that time here, 7 years, great tribulations will come on the earth. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The deliverer will come out of Zion. Zion is the Jerusalem, the Zion. So Jesus Christ come from the Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. So the Lord Jesus Christ turn away ungodliness from Jacob, Israel. For this is my covenant with them. This is my covenant with the Israelites when I take away their sins. So the Messiah will take away the Jews' sins right here. Then, verse 2, behold, God is my salvation. Who is God is my salvation? That means the Jesus, Greek sound, English, or Hebrew sounds, Yeshua. So we call the English, Joshua. So Joshua meaning Jehovah is my salvation. So only the veil can be taken away through Jesus Christ. Jesus. I will trust Jesus and not be afraid. For Yahweh is salvation. The Lord is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. So, Millennium Kingdom, the Jesus is the King of kings. We are kings. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Here's the water, and also John chapter 4, verse 14 said, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water spring up into everlasting life. So this is water is the symbol of the Holy Spirit. So you believe, accept the Lord Jesus Christ in the form of faith. So the Holy Spirit dwells in you. That time is the water is never dry out. So you will never thirst. So that's a great message. And in that day is kingdom age, you will say. So how about today? We should say, take the same way, praise the Lord. So you will say, we should say, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord, worship the Lord, bless the Lord. Call upon his name. Call upon his name. Pray in his name always. Heal in his name. So Jesus did a healing ministry. So we can do healing ministry. How come? In Jesus' name, we can pray to heal somebody like that. Then declare his deeds among the people. Tell others about Jesus. So preach and teach. So you may give his testimony how the Lord works. That's his deeds to the people, declare. Make a mention that his name is exalted, glorify Jesus always, always. Verse 5, sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent thing. And the Lord an excellent thing. He is the remnant of Israel are called by Jesus from all corners, all four corners of the earth, into the Millennium Kingdom age and the giant in Israel. So that's an excellent thing. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, all inhabitants of Zion. So Israel peoples are being called into Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. The Holy One of Israel in our midst. So today is basically talking about the Jewish people. So last time, chapter 11, verse 10 is Gentiles too. So here, let's see each question. Question 1 in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 14. But they shall fly down upon the shoulders of the Philistines toward the west. Together they shall plunder the people of the east. So west side people is the people, all together is the word conquered, replaced by them. Who are they? They shall lay their hands on Edom. They took over Edom, Moab, and the people Ammon shall obey them. Obey them. Who are they? They is the remnant of Israel, especially outcast of Israel, dispersed of Judah. That's question one. How about question two? Book of Isaiah, chapter 12, in verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Lord is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. Who is God is my salvation? That is Jesus, or Joshua. Question 3. In Isaiah chapter 12, 4, and in that day you will say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the people, make a mention that his name is exalted. How about today? What should we say? In the same way today, as long as we are saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. So praise the Lord, thank, worship, bless the Lord, call upon his name, pray in his name always, heal in his name. Declare his deeds among the peoples. Tell others about Jesus. Preach and teach. Make mention that his name is exalted. Glorify Jesus always. Let's just sing song. Last song, then we'll pray the Lord's Prayer. We'll conclude today's Bible study.